Hello and welcome once again to another episode of Everyday Black History. And today we are going to be highlighting two inventors. Two men who invented things that were revolutionary for not only the days that they invented it, but the days in which we live in today. These things are still being used to improve our lives. The first inventor we're going to highlight is Albert Richardson. There's not much is known about his personal life or his early life, but he was an inventor of multiple devices, and his devices, the things that he invented, were completely unrelated to one another. Now, in 1891, anyone who wanted to make butter would have to do so by hand. But on February 17th, 1891, Albert Richardson patented the butter churn. And this device consisted of a large wooden cylinder container with a plunger-like handle which moved up and down. In doing so, the movement caused the oily parts of cream or milk to become separated from the more watery parts. And this allowed for an easier way to make butter and, of course, as we know, changed all of our lives. A few years after that, in 1894, Albert Richardson saw a problem with the way that the bodies of the dead people were being buried. At that time, it was common to simply bury the bodies in small, shallow graves or try to lower their caskets with ropes into a deeper hole. And this required several people of work in unison to ensure that the casket was lowered evenly. And if you failed to do that, you know, the casket could slip off one of the ropes and become damaged from hitting the ground. Bodies could fall out. Ugly scene. But on November 13th, 1894, Albert Richardson patented the casket lowering device, which consisted of a series of pulleys and ropes or cloths which ensured uniformity in the lowering process. And this invention was very significant at the time, and as we see, is still being used in cemeteries today. And a few other devices that he invented is that he patented a hame fastener in 1882, an insect destroyer in February of 1899, and an improvement in the design of the bottle in December of 1899. So in 1899, he came with two different patents for inventions. So Albert Richardson, we thank you for your contribution to Black history and to Black culture and the inventions that you made that made all of our lives easier and better today. And we salute you. Now, our next inventor that we're going to highlight as a man by the name of Thomas J. Martin. Now, Thomas J. Martin received the patent for an improvement to the fire extinguisher in 1872. Now, his fire extinguisher, even though there was one that was already patented previously in 1818 by a British captain by the name of George Manby, Thomas J. Martin's improved version is regarded as the first practical use of machinery the first practical use of that machinery by many historians. Now, his fire extinguisher worked where it was a reservoir that was attached where it stored water, and that stored water was used to spray the burning fires. It says the nature of the invention relates to the construction, arrangement, and combination of suitable pipes and valves for conducting water from suitable reservoirs to buildings by means of stationary engines, for the purpose of preventing or extinguishing fires in dwellings, mills, factories, towns, and cities, and may also be used for warning, ventilating, and washing buildings, and for washing pavements and sprinkling streets. So that was a description of the inventor when he was sending it in for the patent. So he had numerous ideas for this device, and as we know, the fire extinguisher, you know, is still being used today and saving people's lives today. So Thomas J. Martin, you as well, we thank you for your contribution and for your invention, as it makes all of our lives better and safer. And we thank you for your contribution, and we salute you. That concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. And tomorrow we'll be coming with another episode. We'll be highlighting other institutions and people as well. All right, so stay tuned.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.